This is GQDN for Wednesday, August 13th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious drink mixes. Words are hard. Including one called Quest Worthy. Put in the promo code Quest. You get 25% off of your purchase. They warned the prices did go up on Swift Energy, but that's why we have a promo code. Use it. It's still good stuff, people. By patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, there's some games that have been delisted. There's an update for your PC. That's NVIDIA. You've been warned. And we got a game that has been delayed. But we begin today with a new Race to World First. While Head does say that the Race to World First is going on right now, and the day one recap did happen on the Race to World First, is the Manaforge Omega's Race to World First. But it started with the ban, and Liquid's Hopeful was banned for the account sharing before pulling a boss on any difficulty. Now, he was allowed to create a new set of characters, which was minimizing the impact on the race, but that raised flags for all the competitive players, so that way they're not messing around with breaking the Race to World First, because if they did, there would be some consequences during the race. Right now, the splits are going on. That's as of the writing. So they're just gearing up right now. But when everything gets to be going on in Mythic, then we will be having a big focus on it, as usual. But just like games, people do like to complain about them. GameSpot did say that Battlefield 6 maps, well, players are saying that they're too small, but the bigger ones are coming. Now, we already know about the new maps, but here they're talking about the size of the maps. In fact, the producer, David Sirland, did say, quote, "Speed is a factor of map size. We picked these maps to make sure we hit the full octane version of Battlefield on the head and made everyone see we can handle that too. Large maps exist and tempo scales accordingly. You'll be able to see soon enough," end quote. Now in Battlefield 2042, the developers were criticized because the maps were too big. In Battlefield 6, they'll have 9 maps at launch, which includes a remake of the Operation Firestorm map from Battlefield 3. So that is going on. But there was a game that was delayed. IGN.com said that the Crimson Desert is delayed to 2026 because of the scheduling of the voice actors. Now, Crimson Desert is a fantasy game, and it did reveal the single player and open world adventure did slip from the quarter 4 2025 to quarter 1 2026. And that was found out via the investors call Pearl Abyss, because they said it was due to, quote, "longer than expected timelines arising from scheduling, coordination and collaboration with multiple partners for offline distribution, voiceovers, console certification and other launch preparations," end quote. Now, the company did say that a firm release date will be announced a bit more appropriately at the time based on business considerations, but they did not specify what those considerations would be. Now, we can still expect to see Crimson Desert at Gamescom and PAX West and at the Tokyo Game Show. Further quote from the earnings call. "Currently, Crimson Desert has been in process of recording voiceovers while also carrying out tasks such as console certification in preparation of its release. In the case of marketing, we plan to participate in Gamescom and PAX West this August to showcase an open world build. And in September, we will join the Tokyo Game Show and strengthen our marketing efforts to the Japanese market," end quote. So, game is delayed, and we'll see what the fans have to say about that. Speaking of fans, the Minecraft fans think that Mojang did accidentally leak its next live event. Did they? Games Radar is telling the story because they think, because, well, they think, they being the fans, that Mojang did leak the date of the next Minecraft Live Showcase. So back in March, Minecraft developer Mojang did confirm that it will be hosting two of its previously annual live events, Minecraft Live, every year going forward, with the Minecraft Edition being held outside of the typical fall slot. And that was ahead of the Minecraft movie. But yesterday, Mojang did post the weekly Minecraft snapshot, and they mentioned the game drop, but they did not mention the date. So, when will it be? Well, it's typically a Monday, September 22nd maybe? We shall see. It could be any Monday. Oh, by the way, I did warn you at the beginning of the show. NVIDIA GeForce Game Driver is ready, so prepare for an update. According to WCCF Tech, it's updated for GTA 5 Enhanced and the Senua's Saga Hellblade 2 Enhanced. So, be careful. Be careful. If you're looking for some games, you might want to grab these before they leave. We'll start with PlayStation. It's PlayStation and Xbox, but we'll start with PlayStation. It's Star Trek Prodigy Supernova, and that game will expire by the end of September, and that's when the game will be pulled from the online stores, including PlayStation. So that's going to be one of them. That is leaving Xbox as well, via pre-orderxbox.com. So here's what they said. Quote, "We wanted to inform you that Star Trek Prodigy Supernova is soon leaving the Steam store at the end of September, as our licensing agreement for the title has concluded. If you've already owned the game, there's no need to worry. It will remain in your library and will continue to be fully playable." But that's not the only one for Xbox. Taiko no Tatsujin, the Dream Master, is leaving as well. Now, there's no reason behind the delisting of this game, but it didn't get a physical release either, because that game is exclusive to both Xbox and PC via Game Pass. So here's what the developers for that game did say. Quote, "We have decided to end the sale of the main game on Tuesday, September 30th, 2025, at midnight. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to our customers for their use and appreciate your understanding." End quote. So, two games are leaving. If you're sad enough, you could buy something for your Switch 2. According to GamesRadar.com, there's a new Switch 2 case, and it's $129. GamesRadar does not like this case, because they're saying that it looks like it was run over by a truck. Now, it almost looks like one of your old eyeglass cases. So if you want it, you can buy it there if you want to. It's a city slicker case for the Nintendo Switch 2. But like I said, there's NVIDIA. And according to PC Games N, there's a laptop for $600. It's an NVIDIA GeForce RTX gaming laptop, because it has the GeForce RTX 4050 gaming CPU. And it comes with a 16GB of RAM, an Intel Core i5 CPU, and you can get 144Hz, a 1080p with a screen with it. Yep, it's $600 right now, on sale, $300 off. So if you're looking for a laptop, that's a good one. And we got a reminder for you. Gamescom is coming, and PC Gamer says that, well, here's all the stuff, just as a reminder. Opening night, yeah, that's coming in. Oh, they got the Future Game Show as well. That'll be 1 week from today, August 20th. The Awesome Indie Show will be on the 21st, along with all the other previously mentioned stuff. Xbox, Gamescom opening night, yep, all that stuff. If you're looking for a game right now, and if you're a Cuphead fan, DualShockers.com did say that there is a game that is coming for you, and it is Toyland Tussle. That is a hand-drawn game that was inspired by Cuphead. So if you like Cuphead, you might like this one. Now, it is a super short game with only one boss fight and no platformer levels. Game costs $3, and that's for a single boss fight. So if you want a short game that you could play over and over and over and over and over again, it might be just that. We'll keep an eye on the Race to World First. Yes, we will. And we'll see you tomorrow. So that way I get to say, this has been a Dawn Forge production, 2025. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people.